Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
I slept with George. It was a horrible mistake.
I have no interest in obstetrics or gynecology, Dr. Shepard.
Your ass is mine until I say otherwise.
So we spent the night at Callie's last night, so we figured we'd just spend the night here.
Oh, hi. You're fine for a vet.
I'm also dating. You, if you still want to.
The homie was listless and hadn't eaten all day.
Let's have a look.
Hey.
Hey, is he sick again?
Yeah.
We all go through life like bulls in a china shop. A chip here, a crack there. Doing damage to ourselves, to other people.
So, I don't cook.
Nobody asked you to cook?
I know, I'm just saying that, you know, I don't cook, so you don't have to cook. I don't expect you to cook for me.
Okay, you sit there. Sit down. I want you to drink this and try really hard to act like you aren't scary and damaged.
I'm not scary and damaged.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not scary or damaged.
Mm-hmm. All right. Why don't you tell me about your family?
Okay, me not wanting to talk about my family does not make me scary or damaged.
Okay. Tell me about the last guy you slept with.
The problem is trying to figure out how to control the damage we've done. Or that's been done to us.
What did you say to him?
Nothing. I fled the scene.
You didn't tell him about George or Derek?
Nope.
Do you like him?
I could like him.
Is his sex any good?
I don't know.
4 dates and 2 sleepovers at his place and no sex?
Not even a kiss goodnight.
Oh, I am proud. I'm like a proud mama.
Shut up.
Morning.
Sometimes the damage catches us by surprise.
Oh my God. Did that just happen?
I'm having a seizure. I'm clearly having a seizure. I'm seizing.
Oh my God.
She didn't even wash her hands.
Oh my God.
Sometimes we think we can fix the damage.
All I'm saying, George, is if she needs to pee, she could at least wear a bra. Or maybe wait until she's alone. And for the love of everything sanitary, could she just wash her hands? She's a surgeon.
It's yourself, you guys were blocking the same thing. I think you're exaggerating.
She peed. Naked peeing. Ask Meredith. Meredith. Oh, that's right. I forgot. You're not talking to her. Oh, if you were, she would tell you that Callie crosses the line. So cross the line. So freaking cross.
Oh, we're still pretending that you're not seeing a patient, right?
People, what's with all the evil misery? Ah, live and let live.
You're cheerful.
Oh, you are. How's that possible?
I scrubbed in on a 4-hour periesophageal hernia last night. Then I got laid. And now 3 ambulances are coming in full of bloody broken car crash victims, all who need to be cut open.
No, at you.
And sometimes the damage is something we can't even see.
Sorry, sir.
Hey.
How's my dog?
Much better.
Finn's running tests.
Good.
Our dog.
What?
Our dog. You said my dog. He's our dog.
Yeah, whatever.
Are you mad at me or something?
Now's not the time.
25-year-old strain driver, Noah Reynolds. Vital stable, chief complaint, right knee pain. Curtain 3.
Noah? You still alive?
I'm still alive, baby.
My wife's side took all of the impact. Her parents were in the other car. Some jerk slammed into them, and then they slammed into us.
On 3. 1, 2...
22-year-old pregnant restrained passenger T-boned on her side. Prolonged extrication in the field. BP 90 over 50, pulse in the 80s.
Trauma room 1.
Trauma, no, I'm fine. Really, you don't have to go to all that trouble, Mercy. No, I am fine. Really, the airbags went off. If you could just check on my baby and the rest of my family, my husband.
Noah, you saw Mama breathing, right?
And Daddy, where the hell's Daddy? Mom and Daddy are still alive, right?
They're in the ambulance right behind us.
They're still alive, right?
Please don't move, ma'am.
Mama and Daddy, I need to know.
Yeah, I'll ask someone about Mama.
And Eddie.
Driver and front seat passenger, both early 50s, both restrained, both stable. The passenger has some leg and arm pain. The driver is complaining of chest pain.
Dying and older! Hey! Excuse my French, honey, but I need some whatever kind of horse pills you got in it because this heart's like the dickens!
That would be Mama.
Mama? You okay? I am in pain!
Get off!
Sir, I need to clear your spine.
My spine is fine, and you can sew up my head later. Where's my girl? Millie!
Daddy!
Jim!
Noah!
Mel! Mama!
A hillbilly picnic.
Can everybody shut up for a minute, please? I'm trying to find my fetal heartbeat. Hold on.
Is the baby okay?
Hold on. The baby's heart rate is 152 and strong. It's okay.
They're both good. They're good.
Oh, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. They're all right.
Dr. Bailey, another car crash victim.
That's him! That's the guy who hit us!
I'll kill him! I'm gonna get you! You son of a bitch!
Yeah, Big Jim, just hold your horses. He's hurt. He's already hurt.
Yeah.
Daddy!
Don't ask me to be neighborly. He slammed into us.
Trauma 3, page ortho neuro. O'Malley, give her a hand.
Whoa.
What do you think you're doing, young man?
I'm just trying to examine you.
I don't think so. I don't have any panties on. I do not know you well enough to let you see my good girl.
Get me a lady doctor.
I need a chick over here.
What happened?
Marshall Stone, surgical intern at Mercy West.
What happened?
Page ortho to take a look at his wrist and let CT know we're coming.
Yes, Dr. Shepard.
Marshall, I'm going to say 3 words to you, okay? And then I want you to repeat them back to Dr. Gray. Can you do that?
Okay,
bat, orange car. Can you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay. Here. He has a closed head injury. Watch for vomiting, confusion, and loss of consciousness. Okay?
All right.
Good.
Here.
Not now. Let me know when you get the CT report back.
Marshall, can you remember those words?
What happened?
And this is the father, Big Jim.
I don't call him Big Jim. The family, they call him Big Jim.
Stupid Hicks.
Really? Being Southern makes you stupid? Do you know he owns half of Alabama?
Yeah. I bet he even washes his hands after he pees.
That's uncalled for.
Hey, this is a place of business. Discharge the mother, discharge the father.
Yes, Dr.
Karev, get the husband to the OR for surgery.
Dr. Karev, there you are. You're supposed to be up on OBGYN, rounding on my patient.
Oh, yeah, I got paged. 911. Pregnant mom, car accident, very serious.
Penny, I've got 3 surgeries on the board. I was going to ask you to scrub in, but I guess you should stay by that pregnant lady's side all day. You see to it, Dr. Bailey?
Karev, go find your patient, Steven. Scrub in on Noah's patella fracture.
The she-shepherd just walks in here and pulls me off surgery?
You burn the she-shepherd, she burns back. Go.
CT won't hurt the baby or nothing, right?
No, it won't hurt the baby or nothing. Okay, I'll throw 1, 2, 3.
Oh, I was having a shower today. A baby shower. That's why Mom and Dad here in town. Because I'm having a baby. How nice is that?
Nice.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. What are you doing here?
Captain of the Vagina Squad.
Oh, you know, this nice man is going to take care of you now, and he really likes to talk, so chat away.
Well, it's nice meeting you.
Not cool, Yang.
What do you mean, Captain? And what kind of squad are you on?
You shouldn't be reading your own chart.
I want to find out what caused me to swerve my car into oncoming traffic and not be able to remember it. Hey, those people, the ones I hit, they're going to be okay, right? No serious complications?
They're still checking them out.
Dr. Torres?
Yeah.
I was told you're performing the Noah Reynolds surgery.
Yes.
Well, I'm your intern, so whenever you're ready.
Okay, well, head up and prep the OR. I need to put on the splint.
Did you wash your hands?
What?
You washed your hands, right?
Of course I washed my hands.
No, of course you did.
Marshall, this is gonna hurt a little bit, okay?
My ETOH and tox screens were pristine, so I wasn't drinking or under the influence. Ow!
Okay, we get the CT result back yet?
Not yet.
Well, GCS was 13. Why haven't I had a CT?
Dr. Gray.
CT was backed up. And he's lucid now, so...
So get it done. Now.
Hey. David Duke's case was boring me to tears. So, you got any good hearts that I can cut open? Or, you know, bad hearts that we can make good? Work. Use words.
You fell asleep.
When?
This morning? In the on-call room?
I fell asleep after...
Not after. Not after.
Oh. I'm... Sorry, I was really tired. Seriously, my bad. I'm really sorry.
Don't let this threaten your manhood or...
Well, this is not... I am very confident in my manhood. Thank you very much.
Well, good. You should be, because I fell asleep because I had already finished. Twice.
I had it finished.
I was tired. It's not like I did this on purpose.
Oh, did you stay in the hospital last night on purpose? Because you weren't even on call.
No, it was a pair of esophageal hernia. I'd never seen one. You know what? I'm a surgeon first, just like you.
No, not just like me. I am a person first.
Someone page me. Denny?
He collapsed.
What happened?
Too far, too fast.
What were you doing?
Stairs. Right, huh?
Your LVAD battery is almost dead. Get him to his room. I'll get back to work.
Get him up now. Nice and easy on 1, 2, 3.
Denny, you knew the LVAD wasn't a cure.
I want to go home. I want to go home yesterday.
I know this is hard to hear, but that's just not an option at this point.
Since when do you get to decide what's an option in my life and what isn't? My heart may be on your battery packs, but it's still my heart. It's my decision. It's my damn life.
That's right. It is your life. And it is your life that is at stake. And it is your life that will end if you continue to push like you did today.
You said the LVAD would make me better.
I told you the LVAD would buy you more time, and it will, if you respect its limitations and your own.
I want to go home.
What do we do?
Put him on a tight leash. Tell the nurses to keep an eye on him. Make sure he doesn't take any more endurance hikes in the stairwell.
Yeah. But... Preston, what do we do?
The damage to his body we can try to control, but the damage to his spirit? For a man like Denny to lie on his bed for years on end? That's not something we could really understand. And his feelings about it aren't something we should try to control. Give him room, Izzy. Just give him room to grieve.
Finally got Melanie to shut up.
Finally. Thanks for that, by the way.
How's she doing?
Images coming up now.
Isn't that a teardrop fracture?
No head bleed, though. That's good.
Look at her lungs.
Is that her liver?
Wow. How's she alive?
Kriv, Page, Shepard, Burke, Montgomery Shepard, the chief, and every surgeon with an available hand to get an OR open. Go! Melanie! You know, get me a stretcher. Let's pull her out of there now. Melanie!
Seen Izzy? She was supposed to prep an OR for no surgery, and she completely bailed.
What?
Mr. and Mrs. Johnson.
Dr. O'Malley.
Oh, that little girl right there says she's gonna fix Noah's leg all by herself. And she just gave him a big old shot for his pain. I really like her.
Mr. and Mrs. Johnson. Big Jim.
Is it a male?
Yes, ma'am.
What?
When your daughter came into the OR, her body was overpumping,
her bloodstream with adrenaline, which kept her conscious and alert and pain-free. During the CT scan, she was lying still for an extended period of time, and so her body relaxed. And the adrenaline stopped flowing, which allowed her to succumb to the full extent of her injuries, which... they're catastrophic.
Excuse me?
More suction here. Clamp.
Internal soft.
Prev, sit down.
I can't see.
The only thing I want you to do is sit at that fetal monitor and watch that baby's heartbeat.
So now I'm a babysitter.
Okay, we're tracking.
Addison, we're ready for you.
We are going to do absolutely everything we can.
Uterus is protected. Baby's heartbeat?
146.
Okay, baby's safe. You can proceed with the mother.
Lungs are damaged pretty badly.
Pressure just bottomed out.
Let's transfuse.
Four quadrant packing. Come on, people. Get me some lap pads.
Cross clamp the aorta.
Got it.
There's too much bleeding. She'll never last. Shepard.
Damage control.
Addison.
You want the baby to live. Damage control.
Kurt.
Damage control.
Everyone knows the rules. We're going to move as rapidly as possible. Don't worry about finishing repairs. For now, we're on crisis management, people. Just get it done. Once she reaches the triangle, we stop. No exceptions.
Why are you talking about triangle? What triangle?
Blood stops clotting, her muscles produce acid, and her organs get cold.
We're talking about the triangle of death.
A ruptured abdominal aortic aneurysm.
What?
I scrubbed in on an abdominal aortic aneurysm. That's 12-hour surgery. I'd already worked 30 hours, but I didn't want to miss it. Fell asleep for a second behind the wheel. Closed my eyes for a second at the red light. A second. It was only 12 hours. I've done it before.
We've all done it before.
Dr. Gray.
Meredith.
Meredith. Does this mean... are we actually saying that today, this morning, because I stayed in the OR to save a life, I may have killed a pregnant woman.
Dr. Gray, you ordered a CT on Marshall Stone?
We're gonna need a moment.
I'm packed up here with five patients.
We need a moment. Marshall? Marshall?
Come on, Denny. Just...
Izzy.
Mom. Chocolate. And not the crappy processed waxy kind, but the really good Swiss chocolate that you get at the gift shop that costs way too much money, but is totally worth it. Try it. And Exhibit B. Tabloids. Good, old-fashioned, trashy celebrity gossip rags.
Damn it, guaranteed. Izzy. Stop it. Stop it. You think I'm feeling sorry for myself, right? Poor sad sack Denny just needs a little perspective.
You do need a little perspective.
You have no idea what it is to lose what I have lost.
I know loss, Denny.
No, you don't. I'm a man. I'm a strong, virile, horse of a man stuck in the body of some weak, sick bastard that I don't know, like, or recognize. Now, if you knew what that feels like, you would have never convinced me to let a battery run my heart. If you knew what it feels like, Izzy, you would have let me go.
Systolic 82, folks. Not getting any better.
How's the spleen, Chief?
Unsalvageable, I'm afraid.
Crib?
Frequent D-cells and loss of variability.
The baby's fading.
pH is down 7.1. Core temp, 93 degrees.
Okay, we've reached a triangle, people. Hands out.
Stop.
No, we're still losing.
No,
we're not trying for perfection.
Just give me a second, please.
Damn it, stop. Everybody, stop.
Christina, let go.
Slow, erratic, but it's a heartbeat. Baby's holding steady.
Bring up the plastic.
Plastic? We're not going to close.
No, we're going to keep her open, cover her with plastic, and get her to the ICU.
And then what?
And then we're going to see if she survives.
Okay. We'll take care of you, all right? How in the hell do you let a patient get that far off your watch?
I turned my back for a second.
He was in the damn gallery!
He's a surgical intern at Mercy West.
I don't care if he is the Surgeon General. In this hospital, he is a patient with a head injury who needs a CT. In this hospital, he is a scared guy who does not need to see the massive internal injuries of the woman he rammed with his car. This is your fault. You had him and you lost him. You gotta take responsibility for your actions for once in your life.
Derek. We've given her medications to help her blood clot and to help counteract the acid buildup. We're slowly raising her body temperature with warming blankets, warmed IV fluids, and blood products.
How long is she going to have to be like that? You know, with open like that?
We want her to regain as much strength as possible before we operate again. But at the same time, we want to repair the damage as soon as possible. So it's a balancing act.
I'm sorry, I don't quite know what you mean.
Melanie will die if we don't get her back to surgery soon enough. And Melanie will die if we take her back to surgery too soon.
A balancing act. A balancing act.
Yang, call me if she starts actively bleeding.
Okay. Rev, where are you going?
What? She's in ICU. There's nothing I can do.
You can sit there with her and watch that fetal monitor.
You can't be serious. She's circling the drain.
You know how long a baby can survive inside its dead mother? 4 to 5 minutes. Minutes, not seconds, Rev. Look at Melanie. Look at her. And now look around. You see all the doctors and the nurses, even her parents? Their sole job is to take care of Melanie. My job is to care for that baby. Now, I've got a surgery scheduled, so when I step foot on that elevator and leave, you are going to be the only person on this entire floor responsible for that baby. Do not let me down, Karev.
Her organs are bleeding, damaged, exposed, and covered in plaster graft.
Oh, poor Marshall. I mean, 1 minute you're a surgeon, the next you've destroyed the entire family.
Last month, I fell asleep in the parking lot. On a bench, I literally couldn't even make it to the car.
I fell asleep at a restaurant, at a table, while I was on a date.
Yeah, well, I fell asleep during sex.
Izzy.
Oh.
Hey, Kelly's looking for you. Can you blow off her surgery?
No, I had a patient, Denny. I had to go.
You were hanging out with Denny?
Oh, please, do not even talk to me about standards. The girl can't even wash her hands.
Don't worry about Bambi. If Brooke can forgive me for falling asleep during sex, then George can forgive you for crying.
But Brooke hasn't forgiven you.
I found Izzy. She said she had a patient.
I knew you'd take her side.
What?
He needs an IV.
Are you?
She's mad at you.
I didn't know you were awake.
What did you do?
Has anyone talked to you about your wife, about what's happening?
What's happening?
And I can't really wrap my brain around what's happening. You know, I'm from here, Seattle. And, you know, I go away to college and I come back married to this big-haired, drawling southern girl. And everyone I know thinks I'm crazy. But I love her. I love her. And what's happening is that my big-haired southern girl could be dying, and I can't think about that. You know, I need to think about something else, something that doesn't matter so much, something that doesn't have me burying my 22-year-old wife and baby. So what the hell did you do?
I believed my friend when she told me that Dr. Torres doesn't wash her hands.
Well, I hope that's not true. Seeing as she just performed surgery on me and all.
Yeah. Page me?
CT results.
Good, thank you. All right, let's see what we got here. Marshall, everything checks out fine. Short-term memory loss was a result from the concussion. To be safe, I want to keep you here overnight for observation, all right?
I have to apologize.
What?
To the woman's family. I have to tell them I'm sorry for what I did.
You should get some rest.
I never should have told you about George.
No, it's fine. I'm glad I know about him and the vet. You really get around.
What did you just say to me?
It's unforgivable.
I don't remember ever asking you to forgive me.
So is the knitting a phase? Who's next? Alex? Because I hear he likes to sleep around. You two have that in common.
You don't get to call me a whore. When I met you, I thought I had found the person that I was going to spend the rest of my life with. I was done. So all the boys and all the bars and all the obvious daddy issues, who cared? Because I was done. You left me. You chose Addison. I'm all glued back together now. I make no apologies for how I chose to repair what you broke. You don't get to call me a whore.
This thing with us is finished. It's over.
Finally.
Yeah, it's done.
It is done.
Her temperature is 95.4 degrees and her pH is 7.28.
Definitely clotted better. But some of the wounds are still oozing. Still a fine line. She may not be quiet, stable enough.
Y'all don't have to whisper. I'm sitting right here. I can hear you anyway. And she's my baby. It's my little girl. Big decision like this, going back in and sewing up her organs. It's the kind of decision that a mama ought to be involved in. I mean, all her life, she's asked me everything, from what color dress she ought to wear to her kindergarten dance to what she ought to name her baby. 'Cause I'm her mama. And it's my job to have an opinion, and it's my job to have an answer. Oh, I may not have an answer here, but I'm still her mama. I just don't have to whisper.
All right.
What do you think, Dr. Bell?
I think if we wait much longer, she'll go into multiple organ failure.
Okay. If it's all right with you, Mrs. Johnson, we think it's time to get back in there and finish what we started.
Okay, I'm done.
Gang, get in here and start washing out the abdominal cavity.
Bleeding is uncontrolled in the chest. I had to resect a part of her lung, but...
Fetal heart rate's down to 80.
Mom's heart rate's slowing down.
Ruptured retroperitoneum hematoma. She's bleeding out.
Ventricular rhythm. Do we have a VP?
Trying to run it. Nothing's registered.
Gang, get your hands in here and hold pressure.
Look, fetal heart rate down to 60.
Heart's fibrillating. Dr. Weber, can you see the source of the bleed?
Hand me the internal panels.
We're losing the baby.
Charts at 20. Clear.
Right, we're chasing our tails here. Get Addison Shepherd.
No, he's crashing.
It's right there.
You hear me? She's crashing.
I'm elbow deep in a patient's uterus, Krebs. What do you want me to do? Leave this woman and her child to die?
I'm doing my job.
And I'm doing mine. Do what you can. I'll be there as soon as I'm done. Okay, people, let's speed it up. I could do that too. But make no mistake, when you need a friend, hey, you could count. They'll know where to find us when there's news. And they'll know we're here.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Is there something I should be doing? Someone I should talk with? Something?
You're doing everything you can do, Big Jim.
I know this isn't the best time, but Marshall would very much like the chance to apologize to the family. He's one of us, George.
Shepherd's still in surgery. I told her to hurry.
How's the heart?
Hey, systole.
How long has she been down?
5 minutes.
To a C-section. Love me. I need to get that baby out. Tell me what to do.
Yang, you're going to remove the intestine. I'll expose the uterus.
Okay, call pediatrics.
Open the uterus with a midline vertical incision. Make sure you don't cut the fetus. Okay,
girl. Baby doesn't look good. How are we doing on the mother?
Oh, she's still bleeding pretty profusely. I can't get it controlled.
Bert. She's not coming back. Let's stop. Time of death, 1948.
Chief. The tragedy that we knew as the end. I go nowhere high, go nowhere warm, until I see a smile.
sorry. I am so sorry.
It seems. Some of us more than others.
You must be tired.
Yeah.
I'm tired too.
We carry the damage with us from childhood. Then, as grown-ups, we give as good as we get.
Good work, Griff.
Yeah. Kids alive. Without a mother.
Ultimately, we all do damage.
See you at home?
Yeah.
Okay, see ya.
Okay. And then, we set about the business of fixing. Whatever we can.
Is he? Would it be wrong for me to feel you up right now?
Not so much.
Such a dirty boy.
I know.
I washed my hands. I went down to the kitchen and I washed my hands. I didn't wash my hands in the bathroom because those girls were staring at me like I was a rodent or something. I was in high school and I was having the naked dream and it was actually happening. I didn't even know they were home. I washed my hands. You have to stand up for me. You have to say, I washed my hands.
driving me crazy with the hovering.
This could be a mistake. This. Us. You're a really nice guy, and well, you don't want to get involved with me. If you knew me...
Scary.
Then...
And damaged. See, I told you.
If you knew me, if you knew my family, if I told you the guys that I slept with lately, the scary and damaged may actually be more than you can handle.
My mother's dead. She got cancer when I was 10, and she suffered for a really long time. And then she died. And my father never recovered. It's kind of like he died with her, except that his body's above ground and permanently placed in front of the TV with a bottle of scotch in his lap. The last woman I slept with was my wife, but she died too. It was a car crash, so it was quick. She didn't suffer, which I appreciated. Don't worry. I'm thinking that my luck is beginning to change because I've met you. And you like dogs, and you enjoy pony births. And you have the ability to save lives. I never said I wasn't scary and damaged too.